Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The profound messages and detailed images in the verses of the Book of Revelation have intrigued many people, including Larry Heidelberg. Since his education at Baptist Bible College, he's been dedicated to studying the Book of Revelation. As a firm believer in the power of faith and how belief translates into exceptional writing, Larry authored Revelation, Questions Answered, Promised Before the World Began. He brings to light why God promises a blessing in the Book of Revelation, thus encouraging worship rather than confusion over the last book of the Bible. Notwithstanding the different interpretations of the Book of Revelation, it's the only book that promises a blessing. Revelation, Questions Answered, Promised Before the World Began, uncovers this blessing and clears all confusion. Larry mindfully ushers true believers to the answers to all the pressing questions that he struggled with, thoroughly clearing the air, leading to one's peace of mind secure in God's promised blessing. And Larry Heidelberg, author of Revelation, Questions Answered, Promised Before the World Began, is our guest on This Week in America. Larry, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
This is such an important book, and you do an excellent job of breaking it down in terms that we understand so many different conflicting thoughts and viewpoints on the Revelation. What interested you about the Revelation, and why write this book?
Well, I kept aggravating the Lord about why it was a confusing book.
Oh, yes.
And I probably read it 100 times. It took a while to do that, of course, but about 100 times, maybe a little more. And finally, I began to see. Sorry, I'm an emotional person.
Well, yeah, I understand that, because this is what you went through in reading it multiple times, in writing this book, is emotional. So this was really a process for you, wasn't it?
Yes, I began to see, I don't know exactly how many times I'd been through, but I began to see how the chapter 6 in the book of Revelation kind of mirrored, or anyway, it foretold what was going to happen in the rest of the book. So I thought, if I asked the Lord again, I says, something's got to give here. He said, you know, not verbally, of course.
Well, yes.
He impressed upon my mind that chapter 6 is the outline to the rest of the book. And then as I went through all those images and everything else, he began to fill in the blanks on what and where everything's supposed to go, such as the seven hills around the kingdom, and all what those seven hills was, and what the beast was, and who he was, and how he was going to take into the body of that man. Of course, the Satan did that. And, you know, then, boy, it gets really severe. People don't want to go through the chapter 8 and 9 of the book of Revelation. They want to get saved on this side of the rapture. That's what's going to happen next in history. He's going to rapture his people out. You want to be one of those people is why I wrote the book.
It's such a powerful book, and the book we're talking about is Revelation, Questions Answered, Promised Before the World Began. Our guest is Larry Heidelberg. That's Heidelberg. His website, all the information on the book at his website, authorlarryheidelberg.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, and we'll have all this information on our website. It's interesting, as you're talking, there is a sense of urgency, isn't there? Why the urgency?
Well, because the rapture can happen at any second. Everything is fulfilled that needs to be fulfilled. Israel's back into its own land. It's been 70 plus years, and God is patient. He showed that in Noah's time. He showed that in different times. Very patient. So, but he says that generation that sees Israel go back into their land, 1948 May, will be alive whenever all this here starts playing out. And so Well, I tell you what, it's coming, and people don't see that. They need to see it. They need to see that chapter 8, chapter 9, and all the rest of that is going to hit them right in the face. And that's sad.
What was it like for you when you came to that revelation as you were reading this and with the messages that you had, sort of the divine guidance as you were working on this project? What were your thoughts as you put all of this into perspective and understood the urgency and the gravity of the situation?
It was overwhelming.
Yes.
Really. I mean, well, I tell you what, you finally don't have any questions, or may have, you know, person probably, other people probably have more questions. I don't know. But my questions was answered. And I felt the main thing, need to publish a book, let them see it.
And this is what you're doing. The book is Revelation, Questions Unanswered, Promise Before the World Began by Larry Heidelberg. I'm going to spell that so you can Google it. And it's important because his website is author Larry Heidelberg, HEIDELBERG. We'll have those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were in this process and writing it and getting it out there and spreading the word to so many people that are interested and need to hear it, why do you think you were chosen for this? This is really a mission that you're on that's life-saving, life-altering, certainly. Why do you think you were chosen for this?
Well, the Lord states in his word that he'll take the very smallest to confuse all the wise, and he'll use those that will be willing, that is willing to be used, and he'll make something out of them. Not for grandeur, but somebody like me, and put this in my lap, and I'm going, Lord, you did this, and he did.
All through you, Larry Heidelberg, the book Revelation, Questions Answered. If someone is listening and going, you know, I've gone through the same questions that Larry went through, but how do I know that he really has the answers? What he is writing about in this book is true. How do we know that it is true?
Well, yeah, I only use the King James Version of the Bible. I don't use other Bibles. I don't use other people's thoughts. I use the Bible and the different verses I've found through all the Bible. Schofield's Bible is a good Bible. His notes are good. He didn't realize the truth about the revelation, but I stayed centered upon God's word and only use God's word. And so hopefully they can take that and understand, you know, so many people say that the King James Version is hard to read, but really it's not. Just read it. God promises a blessing.
And you show discipline as well as perseverance in doing this, in being able to write this book, Revelation, Questions Answered, Promise Before the World Began. Larry Heidelberg, the author and our guest on the program. What if people listening and going, I'm not sure that I believe that, it's frightening, I don't even want to think about that. What if we just ignore it? You're giving us a call to a dramatic call to attention here that there's urgency. We need to face this. What if we choose to ignore it? What are the consequences?
Well, the consequences are the church will be taken out of our everyday life. The born again believers, that's the church. The born again believers in the world will be taken out. The whole world will go into chaos. The beast, the Antichrist, will come on the scene and make everything orderly again and where people can understand and work with it. But all the while, God's going to be shrinking the working surface of the globe by the different actions of terror that he's going to put on the world. They're going to have like running in, be going 100 miles an hour and hit a brick wall. It's going to be that dramatic in their life. They can't get away from it because God's real, God's true, his word is true. The prophecies that was prophesied all the way back in Genesis, the third chapter, was fulfilled in Christ and all the other prophecies. This prophecy is coming true.
What about people that would say, you know, I remember being taught this. I was part of, I guess, the establishment teaching of the revelation. Shouldn't they just follow that? Or is there something they maybe not have been told, or something that's missing in the established teaching?
Well, if you go with the established teaching, such as Scofield's, and so many of them that have used Scofield and the different ones, Larkin and all those, why, you will miss those questions that were answered for me. Like I said, God took a little speck of dirt and said, here, I'm going to give you this right here, and I want you to go with it. And so he gave me the book. He answered those questions, such as the seven realms, why the kingdoms and all. He's answered all those. You'll find them in the book, and it's coming. And they will regret if they don't get the book. And I'm not trying to promote it like that, but it sounds like I am. But they need to really see.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, this is going to, again, be life-changing, life-altering for them as well as their loved ones. And again, with the people that are saying, I don't understand any of that, I don't believe any of that, talk what peril they're in, because there are consequences.
Well, I have a smile on my face, but it's really people that will be seeing demons come out of the bottomless pit, chapter 8 and 9, bottomless pit come out, and they'll have to deal with those. They can't die. They will hurt them like you would believe, but they can't die. The people can't. Then they'll have, right just at the end of that, there'll be 2 million, I don't have the right figure in my mind, but demons come out of the river Euphrates, and they have 1 hour to kill everybody they can kill. And see, this is on the other, this is on that side of the rapture, means they don't have a chance. They go on to they will go to the lake of fire. So you don't want to enter into all that. You know, you have a chance now to believe God and accept His word. I only use the word of God to interpret the word of God. I don't use anything else. And so they need to look at it. They may, you know, decide, no, this is garbage, and that's their privilege. But they need to look at it.
The book is Revelation Questions Answered, Promise Before the World Began, by Larry Heidelberg, Heidelberg. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information, and you can purchase the book at Larry's website, which is authorlarryheidelberg.com. Why is this your concern? Why in the beginning was this resonated so much with you that you really needed to find answers to the questions that you had, and now you feel it's your mission to get the word out there to other people? Why is this your concern?
Because I love people.
Yeah, I know what you're saying here, and it's very emotional, because the impact of what you learned and the impact this is having on people as you share the message, Revelation Questions Answered, obviously a concern of yours. You spent the time, you put this together, you had assistance, divine assistance as you were doing this. Who do you hope reads the book? Who out there would you recommend the book to? And the easy answer, I'm sure, is everybody. But specifically, is there any particular target group, or it's something we all should have?
Really, it's something that we all should have, because it affects everybody. Everybody's got to die. Everybody is going to face God. It says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the Lord Jesus as Lord. So there's a meeting coming in their lives, in each person's life. They're going to face the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they've accepted the cleansing of His blood, the salvation that He offers, why, they'll be joyful time. But if they haven't, the lake of fire will be waiting on them at the very end of mankind's existence as man we know him today, mankind's existence on this earth.
Is there time? Can people still react in a positive way?
Yes, they have to see the plan of salvation is so simple, and that's why the "Just As I Am" the song says, "Just As I Am," because that's the only way you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ is the way you are. You can't paint yourself up for God. You can't do a few little things for God and say, "See what I've done? I'm on your side." That doesn't work. You either accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, or you don't. And that's the part you don't want to get involved with, is not accepting him as Savior, because the judgment is coming. He created Adam and Eve. He created everything that there is, all the stars and everything else. He did all that because he loved to have adoration, yes, but he wanted people and beings, such as the angels, he wanted them to show love back to him. He's so powerful, the three of them, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're all God. And he's so powerful, but he didn't have anybody to be, you know, to have love with except themselves. And so it says, but there in the 13th chapter of Revelation, it says, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It's that serious. He made all this, and he created every human being as far as he brought them forth with their spirit and their soul, and everything that he's done, he paid for all that sin, past, present, and future, on that cross. He paid for it with his own life. He didn't ask Adam to sin. He didn't make it possible for Adam to sin. He told him, "Yeah, I give you every tree of the garden, but don't touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And so don't eat of it. So whenever Adam and Eve did, they broke they showed unbelief. The people that don't accept him as Savior, they'll believe whenever they bow those knees in eternity. And just before they are cast into the lake of fire, they will give him adoration as God.
A couple minutes left in the program. Our guest is Larry Heidelberg. He's the author of Revelation, Questions Answered, Promise Before the World Began. What will be the outcome?
The outcome, the Battle of Armageddon will take place at the end chapter 19, and there will be a 1,000-year reign of Christ. There will be no sin. It'll be quickly dealt with if there is sin. At the end of that period, I mean, it'll be beautiful. People live 1,000 years. The production of fruit and everything else will be so great. And at the end of that 1,000 years, the devil, who had been at the Battle of Armageddon, at the end of it, had been cast into the bottomless pit, chained. He'll be brought out, taking chains off of him, and let go on the world, sent to see those, to bring together those that really didn't accept, even though they lived. I was put upon. I didn't have the opportunities and everything else. He's going to come to the world, is going to come to the point that they have no ability to say that, because everything they want is going to be right in front of them. And but the devil will be able to gather up millions there in the 20th chapter, why it'll say that he'll gather them up into the battle of Gog and Magog. They'll go against the beloved city, and God will take the devil and throw him into the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophet are from there at the Battle of Armageddon. They're already there in a human form, but it's a glorified human form. It can't die, but it can endure pain like it, you wouldn't believe. And that's what those people are going to be seeing. They're going to have to endure that same pain. The devil will never get out of that lake of fire. The fallen angels and the unsaved people will never get out of that lake of fire.
The book is Revelation, Questions Answered, Promise Before the World Began. Our guest and the author, Larry Heidelberg. Lori, one last question. I want to take a few seconds here. You've done such an excellent job taking this topic and looking into it, answering your questions, thus answering so many of our questions. Are you working on another book now?
I am. It's in raw state, but it's time to live and time to die. And there in Jeremiah, I believe it's the 46th chapter. Anyway, it says that Pharaoh had met his time. See, we're all here to a certain amount of time, and yes, then we individually are taken out. Pharaoh had all the glory and all the greatness that there was and the adorations, and he come to the point where God used Nebuchadnezzar to snuff him out.
Well, we'll be looking for that. It sounds like a fascinating book as well. We'll be looking for that. This book, and you can follow that by going to Larry's website, which is author Larry Heidelberg, HEIDELBERG.com, author Larry Heidelberg.com. The author, if you're Googling again, is Larry Heidelberg. This book is Revelation, Questions Answered, Promise Before the World Began. It has been a pleasure, Larry, having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Larry Heidelberg, the author of the book, Revelation, Questions Answered, Promise Before the World Began. Book available wherever books are sold. You find it at his website, authorlarryheidelberg.com. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.